This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that youth power of India will soon make the country a developed nation. Mr. Modi emphasized the crucial role of country's youth in shaping the country's future over the next 25 years. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today, the day celebrated on 12th January every year in commemoration of the birth anniversary of the great spiritual leader, philosopher, thinker and youth icon Swami Vivekanand. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said, India's Yuva Shakti is driving remarkable transformations.
मेरा विश्वास कहता है भारत की युवा शक्ति का सामर्थ्य भारत को जल्द से जल्द विकसित राष्ट्र बनाएगा आप सबके भरोसे से कहती है कि लक्ष्य बड़ा जरूर है लेकिन असंभव नहीं है जब करोड़ों युवाओं की भुजाएं विकास रथ के पहिए को आगे बढ़ा रही है तो हम जरूर लक्ष्य पर पहुंच कर रहेंगे
Prime Minister Modi said, a developed India will be one that is empowered economically, strategically, socially and culturally. He highlighted that India is accomplishing its goals in numerous sectors well ahead of time. The Prime Minister said, the economy will boom and there will be plenty of opportunities to earn and learn. The Prime Minister said, the entire nation is remembering Swami Vivekanand today. He added that Swami Vivekanand had immense faith in the youth of the country. Mr. Modi said the world saw Chandrayaan's success, now we are preparing for the Gaganyaan. The Prime Minister announced that the ideas and suggestions from the Young Leaders Dialogue will now become part of national policies guiding the country's development. Mr. Modi reiterated his commitment to bringing 1 lakh new young people into politics. Now news from Mahakumbh. The biggest confluence of faith and humanity in the world, Mahakumbh, will commence tomorrow at Holy City Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The grand spiritual gathering will begin with the first Amrit Snan on Posh Purnima. Millions of people have reached the Holy City to attend the mega event, which will continue till 26th of February. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat inaugurated Kalagram at Prayagraj this evening, which will showcase the rich and vibrant culture of the country. Briefing media, Mr. Shekhawat said, over 14,600 artists will perform in Kalagram in the next 45 days. Our correspondent reports, the government has made all arrangements to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable.
Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj will be the world's largest cultural and spiritual gathering with over 450 million devotees expected to attend. Security measures have been strengthened at temples and key sites in Mahakumbh Nagar to ensure safety of devotees. A 7-layer security is in place for the grand event. Police has also roped in advanced technology including underwater drones and AI-enabled cameras. Indian Railways is operating more than 10,000 trains, including 3,300 special trains, to ensure the safe and efficient travel of millions of devotees to and from Prayagraj. Government has given special emphasis on infrastructure creation, safety, cleanliness, health, water supply, electricity supply and others. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. This tunnel will provide all-weather seamless connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh. In Chhattisgarh, 5 Maoists, including 2 female rebels, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The gunfight broke out during a search operation launched by a joint team of security forces in National Park area of the district. In hockey, Hyderabad Tufans registered a commanding 5-1 win over Vedanta Kalinga Lancers to move to the second spot in the Men's Hockey India League in Rourkela today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.